with the latest Trots news. Welcome to RSN Central's Gate Speed.
Yeah, welcome to Gate Speed here on this Monday morning, and it's a big edition of Gate Speed coming up because there is so much to get through after a terrific night of racing there on Saturday night at Melton for the semi-finals of the Breeders' Crown as we look ahead to the Derby Day, essentially, of harness racing in this state with eight Group 1s on Saturday at Melton. And the barrier draw tonight, live on Trots Vision from 7 p.m. And to do all of that with me is Adam Hamilton and Anthony Butt. First of all, good afternoon to you, Adam.
Great to be with you, Matty, stepping into the big seat. And yes. I'll tell you what, we are in a privileged position to have Anthony Butt on because I thought he might still be celebrating after a massive night on Saturday night. He was one of the total stars of the show there on Breeders' Crown semi-night. As we welcome you in, Ants, they're the night you're in the game for, really, and there's still a big one to come.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Yep, how you going, Matt? One of those nights, everything went pretty well. Yeah, you hope to get them through to the final. That's probably something I get more nervous driving in the semis than the finals because getting in's the main thing, but no, it all worked out pretty well.
Hey, Ants, I know you said not to mention the cricket, but we can't have a Kiwi on the program and not mention the World Cup this morning. Commiserations, unfortunately for your Kiwis, another World Cup final defeat. Did you catch any of it this morning?
No, I got home from Cranbourne pretty late last night and just turned on to see what time was going to be on. But when the thing started at 2, I thought the result would be me. But normally we can gloat about the rugby union, but we can't even do that this weekend either.
We can't either, can we?
True. Matty, you speak of, the Trans-Tasman rivalry that we had in the cricket, and it was awesome to see the Aussies break through, and almost in surprising fashion, which we're not used to with the Aussies. But Trans-Tasman is a bit of a buzz term in harness racing at the moment, and it has been for a long time, but never more so than now. As we're starting to see this fracture emerge, if you like, in the governing bodies in New Zealand and Australia, something we've talked a lot about over the last few weeks. I think last Saturday night and then the Breeders' Crown night coming up next Saturday really underline, I'll bring you in, Ants, on this one, really underline just how important it is having the Aussies and Kiwis coming together in major series like this. Like, this Breeders' Crown just wouldn't be the same without, Better Twist and, to a lesser extent, American Dealer and a couple of others.
That's right, Adam. It's gone on for a lot of years. It's vitally important. We're virtually one country as a harness racing union, basically. So, yeah, it's great when we all come together. You just look back at the Queensland Winter Carnival, how would that have been without the Kiwis coming over for it? So it's important that it carries on. And as I said, we've got to get these guys together and get it sorted out.
Do you feel that competitiveness when you're coming up against Australians, Ants? Do you sense that rivalry when you're competing?
I think we might have just lost you there, Ants. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see if we can get him back. But I know. So Anthony's lived over here for a few years now, but we still classify him as a Kiwi, Matt, because he was a trailblazer in this Trans-Tasman rivalry. And I know Ants is deeply concerned about this current state of affairs where we're finding a situation where New Zealand is sort of, programming some of its own feature races. Yes, to do the right thing by their own industry. That's the background of what they're doing. But, we're seeing just more and more instances pop up where the industry is not looking at the broader picture. And as someone like Anthony and Barry Purden and Mark Purden and these guys that in the great times of the trots were bringing horses over and winning Hunter Cups, winning Victoria Derbies and races like that, it not only saddens me, Matt, but it also scares me a little bit. And I think we've got Ants back with us now. But Ants, when you were getting into the game at the start, the New Zealand Cup was everything, but probably not far behind that was trying to come over and win a big Aussie race.
Yeah, definitely, Adam. Yeah, it was so hard to do back, when I was a kid. There were a few come over and tried it, and I remember my uncle come over and won the Miracle Mile with Locarno, and, it was just massive. And so, yeah, as I said, it it probably happened more and more, you know, probably the last 20 years. It's a regular occurrence. But, you know, it was very intimidating to come over in the early days and try to take on the Aussies and try and beat them. So, you know, as I said, we're two great sporting countries and we love competing against each other. And, you know, it leads on to other things. You know, a lot of great friends amongst us all too.
But it's a two-way street, isn't it? We all loved the New Zealand Cup Week action on Tuesday and Friday last week. And as it stands, because of COVID, we wouldn't have been able to get Aussies over and blah, blah, blah. We can go on with that. But I'm talking more about the New Zealand Cup has been a better race for having Aussies involved in it, no question. Just as the Harness Jewels has, just as some of the big trotting races have been and things like that. To think that might lessen or drop off entirely, no one wins from that.
That's right, Adam, yeah. You know, back, I remember, you know, Pro Giovelli went over, you know, in the 80s. It was just massive. And as I said, you know, there's so many, you know, so few big races that, you know, when you get a great horse, it's great to take them on and take the best of the Kiwis on and that kind of thing. So, you know, as I said, we've got to get it sorted. And, you know, it's probably not too hard to fix.
Hey, let's talk about Saturday night and the racing that went on for the semi-finals there of the Breeders' Crown. And obviously it was a magical night of racing at Melton. And one of the highlights of the night, I guess, was Better Twist. And, that Phillies division in general, Adam and Anthony, it's quite incredible, isn't it, really? We've got, you know, the likes of Ladies in Red and Tough Tilly. And now Better Twist comes into the mix as well. And how good is she, Ants?
Oh, she's very good, Matt. Yeah, she's very tough and just doesn't seem to have any bottom to her. She just keeps running, and even the other night, like, her last 100 was probably the best, and she probably could have gone another lap. She was very strong after the finish, so, you know, some of the others might have more speed than her, but she's awfully tough, yeah.
It's not an easy watch, Ants, and I suspect it's not an easy drive. She doesn't do it for you. You've got to ask her to do it a lot in her races.
Yeah, definitely, Adam. Yeah, she is, you know, quote in the paper, she doesn't give you a feel of a great horse. Most of them get up travelling and you know, running really good quarters easily, but she doesn't. She's off the bridle. You've got to be at her a long way out and, sort of puts the wind up here a little bit, but, you know, you just got to have a little bit of faith in her and know that she won't stop and hopefully that, you know, when she runs those fast sectionals, she can take a bit of the sprint out of the others.
All right, this barrier draw. You're not just taking on Ladies in Red. The Emma Stewart Clayton Tonkin team have got all your dangers in this race. They're launching into this. Beach Music won again and surprised a few when she did. Joanna was terrific. You know, there's a lot of depth in this division as well. Where do you want to draw, or does it more depend on others? Because you don't have a lot of gate speed, or we haven't seen a lot of gate speed.
No, that's right, Adam. I tried to sort of chase her out the other night a bit, and as you said, she gets out okay without being sensational. So, you know, I don't think she'll be able to hold the front. Doesn't matter where she draws. So, probably the last place I want to draw would be 1 or 8. You know, but you know, I'm sure that one of Emma's and Clayton's are going to draw good, so they'll probably be in front, and you know, then we'll just have to work it out. But at least you know you can make your own luck a bit, and. You know, but she'll have to be very good to be able to sit outside some of those other fillies and beat them.
It'll be interesting to see tonight. You can live stream all of the barrier draws tonight, Adam, on Trot's Vision from 7 p.m. As was done last year as well. I remember watching that last year. So there's terrific coverage there on Trot's Vision tonight.
Yeah, it certainly is. Trot's Vision's been great for harness racing in Victoria, no doubt about it. It'll be terrific to watch those and see how the races are reshaped. Just one more question on her before we move on to a few others. Everyone seemed to think after the race, Ants, swap the runs, swap the result with Ladies in Red. But is it that simple? Or do you think if you could just get in a war with her, you might be too strong for her? Like, is it ludicrous to think you could sit outside her and beat her?
No, I think she's perfectly capable of that, Adam. But the danger is that if you might be able to put away the leader, but then there's probably one, the other ones are going to be sitting either on your back or back in the field a little bit. So you've got to be a bit wary of that. But no, I'm extremely confident that she can sit outside most of them and beat them. As you said, you know, I'll have to turn it into a war, and because if I don't, you know, they'll have too much speed for her. So But, you know, it always opens the danger up of a sweeper catching you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where all of those fillies land in the barrier draw tonight. Let's have a chat about some of your other rides as well over the weekend, Ants. American Dealer, he looks somewhere near his best again after his second there to Major Moth.
Yeah, he was good the other night. He seems to be coming back to his best form again and, you know, really dashed up pretty good. And, you know, Major Moth, he's a really good horse and, you know, head all favours and run sitting in the trail and getting up the passing lane. So he's entitled to beat us. But no, I was really happy with our guy.
Again, broken record, but it's Emmer and Clayton. You got to beat again. Major Moth beat you the other night, but you got to throw Act Now and Beyond Delight in the mix for the final as well. And not dissimilar to Better Twist, you just don't have a lot of gate speed even to use a decent draw.
No, that's a fair comment, Adam. Yeah, like he's a lovely wee horse's horse, but as you said, you'd think the way Act Now is going, he's just flying and, you know, he's got the gate speed and, so, yeah, they're going to be hard to beat. So, you know, we need a war probably up front, but it's, you know, with so many stablemates, it sometimes doesn't happen. So we just got to hope for a bit of luck and keep the fingers crossed.
And just one more quickly on those three-year-olds. I know you're focusing on your own horse, but we don't see many horses do what Beyond Delight did the other night. I got him breaking 26 his last quarter and 4 and 5 wide around the last bend. He's they've had a big rap on him for a while, Ants, but did he catch your eye as well?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. As I said, he's had a big reputation for a long time and it was a sensational run to do what he did. So, you know, he's one of the big players and, again, he'll perhaps be relying on a little bit of luck, but, no, he's in it up to his ears.
Amazing Dreams had an incredible preparation this time around. Does she back up next weekend in the Group 2?
I think she does, yeah. I see she's nominated. So, yeah, I think that was the plan. You know, really happy with her the other night, just the way the race was run. She was sort of chasing all the way. So, you know, she was still fighting right to the line. So, no, she's going great.
Yeah, you've done that to a few others in the past. You drive to beat one horse like Cam Hart did, and then along comes 150-1 shot and beat you both. But I'm speaking of Cam Hart on Techie's Angel, but she was mighty Amazing Dream. You were never going to win, but she didn't get a chance to take a breath from start to finish.
No, that's right, Adam. No, you got to hand it to them. You know, they give it their best shot to beat us, and that's what you got to do sometimes. And as you said, it leaves yourself open. But no, you know, as you said, that time was fantastic on the night. You know, the track was a bit wet and, you know, said they just kept running. So that was an outstanding performance.
And a winning return for Maori's Law as well, Ants. A last stride win there in the Group 3 Lennon Trotters as well. A terrific training performance from Richard and Emmett Brosnan.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he's had a few hiccups all his life, but he's had a few just lately as well, so they've done well to get him back. He's a great old horse. He's, you know, a real warrior, and, you know, it was good that he got a nice run. You know, first up for a while, we knew he'd probably be a little bit underdone, and he got that nice run and come out and dashed up really good, and, you know, to pick McGlovin up was a good effort because he's, you know, hard to get past.
I think we might have just lost Adam there. He's gone to talk. We got you there, Adam. No, his line's just I think he did what you did, Ants. I think you've touched your pods, and I think that might have hung up. It's a little trick with the pods. Hey, do you know what? It's a good time. We might actually take a break. Welcome back to RSN Central. You're with Matt Nevitt, Adam Hamilton and Anthony Butt here for Gate Speed on this Monday afternoon. We're a couple of minutes away from Horsham. I believe we've fixed our lines to you, Adam. Just to you, Ants, Saturday night at Melton, 8 Group 1s. How special a night is it in harness racing here in Victoria?
Yeah, it's one of the great nights, Matt. Yeah, as I said, it's really, the horsemen love it. You know, you get primed up all week for it and do a lot of homework. And, you know, every race is a big race. You go out and win, you might have a bit of bad luck, and there's another one 30 minutes later. So, you know, I think it's fantastic how they've put all these races together on the one night. It seems to be working really well, you know, right around Australasia when they do this. And, you know, creates a great atmosphere, and we all look forward to it.
I want to chat to Ants more about Copy That and the New Zealand Cup after we get through this racing commitment. But just a quicker one before we do. Is Catch a Wave a standout in that two-year-old Colts and Geldings division, Ants? Normally, would you expect Emma and Clayton to do it, but Andy and Kate look as though they have got a really good one this year.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. You know, he's still a little bit green by the look of him, and but he's got the ability in the motor. So yeah, I think he's the one to beat. So, but I was pretty impressed with a couple in that first seat. You know, the first two, Interest Free and Flash Jimmy, they were both outstanding. So you know, it's not a given. So it'll be a great race.
Yeah, this is Gate Speed on this Monday afternoon. Adam Hamilton and Anthony Butter with me as we look ahead to Saturday night at Melton for the final of the Breeders' Crown. Ants, so let's have a chat about some of your drives there on Saturday. Kai Valley Hotspur, what can you tell us about Kai Valley Hotspur heading into Saturday?
I'm not sure. I think we might have lost Ants.
The reversing track sound is a good indication that we might have lost Ants there, Adam.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm keen to get his thoughts on a couple of those key trotting drives he's got. Kai Valley Hotspur looks totally in the zone at the moment. Already a winner of a couple of derbies, has great gate speed. So the barrier draw tonight will still be important for Kai Valley Hotspur. And the other big news we'll ask Ants about is the Majestic Man, who is going to join his stable from New Zealand for the Inter-Dominion. But I think he's back with us now, Matt. Matt was just asking Ants about your drives in the trotting finals, primarily Kai Valley Hotspur. If you get the front, surely you're the one to beat again.
Yeah, he's been going really good at him. His derby win was out of this world, really. And, you know, he probably wasn't quite as impressive the other day, but I'm sure Brent would have just given him a little ease up after the derby, and he'll have him prime for this week. So if he gets back to that derby form, he's going to be hard to beat. Yeah.
Any other trotting drives you're looking forward to?
I've got just one of the two-year-old trotters. Got a couple in there to... two or three to pick from in there, so I've got to make a decision there sooner or later. So, yeah, so they're the only ones at the stage, yep.
All right, we'll wait on the barrier draw. Now, let's get on to Majestic Man. He is, he's a fascinating horse. He's been brilliant over here. He's never quite been as good in New Zealand, but he's coming to your stable. I believe that's confirmed, is it, for the Inter-Dominion?
Well, as far as I know, Adam, I spoke to Phil... Thursday night, and he was going to get through the Dominion, and then he didn't go so good on Friday, so I haven't heard from him since, so I guess everything still will go, yeah.
Okay, well, fingers crossed he does come across, because this series needs him, but he's so good over here. Why? Any theory why he's better here than he is there? And don't say the obvious, that he's racing weaker horses here, because he probably has been, in all honesty.
I think there's a few factors, Adam. He's very much like a thoroughbred. He takes no work, and you know, Brad stayed with us with him last year for a couple of months, and he was trained like a thoroughbred. And I think the shorter distance racing and the smaller tracks and the mobiles all suit him. And as I said last year, the longer he's here, the better he got. And I think it's a few factors all combined, and hopefully he can get back to that form from last year.
Well, Ants, have a listen to this. So this is the Inter-Dominion Trotters final market at the moment. Now, we're not even 100% sure he's coming. We hope he is, but he's the $4 favourite. So that underlines that there's not a lot of depth there. Majestuoso, second favourite. He's not going. Categorically not going to be in the series. Funky Monkey is a lovely trotting mare on the rise, but third favourite for the Inter-Dominion. Wow. Bolt for Brilliance is not coming. Michael Guerin just confirmed that to me. Tough Monarch. A ripper. He's a local. He's got so much in his favour. Pink Galahs, we love her. She's at $11. Majestic Labros, I don't believe, is coming. And then we're out to Alpha Male and Cover of Darkness, who are lovely trotters on the way up. But, Ants, this is a very thin series.
Yeah, it is, Adam. Yeah, and it's a shame, you know, it's worked out this way. We all love the, as you said before, the rivalry between the Aussies and the Kiwis when they come over. And the Kiwis have generally hit it on the Aussies, you know, especially with the trotters over the years. But, as I said, it's a good year to be coming if he is, and, you know, he should be in it, in great form, hopefully, yeah.
Certainly should. And Matt, I'm not sure whether you saw Sunday Stun in action, New Zealand's top trotter last week in the Dominion on Friday, but before we do let Ants know, Ants, I've got to be honest, I think there was a little touch of Lyle Creek about that win.
Yeah, that was outstanding, Adam. He's always been a great horse and had his problems over the years. But when they get him trotting 100%, he's very, very good. And, you know, that was just a mind-blowing performance, really, the other day to run those times. And, yeah.
I thought it was you driving him.
He just cut the ribbons, Johnny Dunn. Yeah, well, he got a bit of pressure early from Majestic Man, and he wasn't giving the lead away anyway.
It was a terrific week. And just in closing on Coppy, that, look, you weren't part of the cup win with him, but you've been a part of this horse along the way. And, you know, Ray Green admitted that the trip to Queensland probably helped make the horse and in turn helped him win a New Zealand Cup last week.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Adam. I was telling Sonia the other day, I've driven 3 New Zealand Cup winners and the whole 3 raced in the Queensland Carnival that year prior to them going back to New Zealand winning the Cup. So I think it does wonders for their fitness and you know, gives them a great foundation. And I think with a horse like Coppy that, it probably made him grow up a little bit. He'd won some good races in New Zealand against his own age group, but when he had to take on the big boys, he had to fair bit of rough and tumble, and I think it's made him into a better horse, yeah.
And, Matt, the great news is thanks to our man McGowan over there in WA, it looks like Coppy that won't be able to go to their big races in January and February, but, hey, that's great for us. Looks like he's going to come to the Hunter Cup, and it puts you back in the mix, Ant. You'll just have to convince Blair Orange or Maurie Mack to stay home and you can be reunited and win another Hunter Cup.
Yeah, I like Merv Butterworth's policy of he is a local driver for the one horse for every place. So hope he sticks to that for the next few months.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, no, it'd be exciting. It'd be about the first favour that Mark McGowan's actually done us, Adam. So we'll take that while we can. Gents, it's been a lot of fun. I know it's a huge week in harness racing this week as we look ahead to those 8 Group 1s on Saturday night. So we'll catch up in a week's time. Gareth will be back in the chair and you can dissect all of it in 7 days' time. And, Ants, good luck.
Thanks, Matt.